Alabama certification number 84560.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our six locations for repair from certified technicians. And tire values like a $70 mail-in rebate on a set of Michelin tires now through April 19th. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty.
MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com presents
The World's Worst Boss.
The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Team, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
April 13th is Scrabble Day, but we'll understand if you don't have time to play Scrabble today because you're too busy playing Words with Friends. Ooh, my turn. Gotta go.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
It's 4 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Joy Piazza. The White House coming out swinging against former FBI Director James Comey.
Like so many of his other colleagues at the FBI, Comey will be forever known as a disgraced partisan hack.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, in his new book, Comey says the president is unethical and ego-driven and compares him to a mob boss. A new report from the Justice Department's Inspector General details how fired FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe misled investigators about his role in leaking information. Another national security meeting at the White House this afternoon to talk about possible military options against Syria amid last week's alleged chemical attack.
The problem is there's been so much telegraphing that the Syrians have moved their most valuable air assets to Russian air bases in Syria, making them harder to strike.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin, the UK and France would join the U.S. on responding militarily. Fox News, we report, you decide.
After what happened here in the station this morning with that equipment failure, we're all saying maybe there is something
right
to Friday the 13th, but I'm feeling good fortune today to be with friends. Joey, who still will not divulge the name of this.
No, it's privilege information.
He wouldn't tell me either. We have attorney-client privilege.
Oh.
Yeah.
He would not disclose it.
I hear it's not that great these days.
Touché. Yeah.
Touché.
Yeah. There was something else. When we had to take the break that we were talking about, can you benchmark me?
What were we talking about?
My failing Wills? Mental condition. Wills. Okay.
Wills? I don't know.
There's
Don't get your divorce off online.
Yeah. You pay for what you get.
Right. Yeah, I hear the ads for LegalZoom and stuff. I got hit by a truck in 1989. And I had to have my right shoulder surgically shoulder surgically repaired rotator cuff. Back then it was not.
Oh, so like we're not talking about like the proverbial truck. Like we're talking like an actual truck.
Like a physical
I've been hit
truck.
Three times. Really? I got hit by a bus when I was 16, a truck when I was in 89, so I would have been very young. And then in 1997, I got hit by a car.
Why are you not a millionaire?
Well, because I'm stupid. The lady that hit me with the car was one of our, she was here on a green card working at a senior home, driving a crap mobile, and she couldn't read S-T-O-P. I'm in a crosswalk. And she hit me hard enough to compound fracture my upper left arm and knocked me into the middle lane of westbound on Broward Boulevard. You know how busy that street
is. On Broward Boulevard, you got hit by a car?
In a crosswalk next to it, and I ended up in the middle lane, and I was lucky I wasn't ground up by a westbound car.
Oh my goodness.
It was a miracle I survived that, and it was so painful I had my left arm strapped to my side for a month.
That would be like getting hit by a car on like the boulevard.
Oh, man.
On Eastern Boulevard, yeah. If you got hit on the side and knocked into traffic, it would be more likely than not.
It would be fatal.
Did your shoes fall off? There, that happens.
That's the question that demanded to be asked.
How my shoes came off. Wondering.
Well, you lived, so like
I lived.
So obviously, it wasn't a big deal. So an appropriate question, but only because you lived.
South Florida. She gets out of the car and starts yelling at me.
In English?
No. But I could tell it wasn't nice. I took 2 years of high school Spanish, and it did not sound muy caliente.
What? I don't know. I took
very
French.
Hot.
The guy that hit me with his pickup truck that made me go through the surgery. I'm yelling at him, you're not supposed to be in this part of the parking lot. And he gets out of his truck and says, you better shut the F up or you're going to go to the hospital in worse shape than you're in right now.
Oh, my goodness. Did any of these people have insurance?
He did. It cost him his job and $90,000.
$90,000 is not enough for me to get hit by a car.
We're in the 80s here. By the way, so the reason I brought this story up was not to engender sympathy from either of you or the audience, but it plays into divorce. So it takes time for these settlements to be made. Michelle files for divorce. I got served in my studio. Certain in my studio with the papers, and there was a restraining order, and they're preventing me from discussing the matter publicly. So I was sitting with a guy named Steve King. Remember him?
Mm-mm.
We were talking about relationships. I'm such an expert. I get my divorce papers in the middle of the show. So I said, Steve, I got to go. And I'm looking at this. I have no idea. It's a big stack. So I was in no condition. This is not long after my surgery. I'm doing a lot of pain pills. So what happened was she hired a monster, a man who committed suicide 3 years after our divorce. And I hired some guy that somebody... Well, what happened was they attached their earnings to my lawsuit settlement because that was a definite that there would be one. And what incentive was there for either of them to work efficiently? Because there was really no dispute. I wasn't contesting anything. I want no problem. And but that lunatic, and we're talking about somebody who I walked out of it. I don't know if it's legal to do it. I'm being deposed by this guy, and he's asking me about hidden bank accounts and stuff, and I never hid a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I got so emotionally upset that I walked out, and I said a few choice words, and I'm done. And that's the guy that committed suicide 3 years later. I think that he had a bigger problem than just being a vicious lawyer. But anyway, I wasn't paying attention. And what to me should have been maybe a few thousand or 4,000 ended up midway between 10 and 20. And when I needed that settlement, because the radio business was going down at the same time. That was really the only time I was ever really mad at my daughter's mother and said, you know, you really didn't need to go there to get somebody. We could have worked this out much.
Well, that's the thing about divorce attorneys is they run the gamut like we really do. You know, there are some that if somebody comes in and says that, you know, so-and-so's on the other side, I'm like, great. You know, this is going to be reasonable. We're going to be able to work this out. Mm. You know, even if you go to trial, it's still not going to be ridiculously expensive. Mm. You know, I can give you a good range of what you're going to spend, even with, you know, with us. But then if there are certain attorneys that if somebody comes in and tells me that one of these attorneys is on the other side, you can go ahead and tell them, like, your retainer quote is going to double because these particular attorneys, that's what they do, is they're out to make that much money. And a lot of times they don't care who pays it, you know? Like, I mean, and we represent, obviously, a lot of men, so their attorney, you know, the attorneys on the other side will say, well, we want attorney's fees and we want this. And, you know, some of those attorneys, their attorney's fees are $15,000 and $20,000, you know, so it just, divorce attorneys can run the gamut on something like that.
Well, I just felt like I almost wondered if they colluded. Hey, we know we're going to get paid, so let's get what we can. And because my lawyer, I never felt like he was my advocate.
Right.
And I learned a lesson from that. So that's why I put you through that lame-ass story. I always like, you guys are never reticent to offer an opinion. I don't know the law. I am not a lawyer. I am just a talk show host. But I was frankly frightened that they could just raid Trump's lawyer the way they did. Was there a warrant there?
Was a warrant.
There was.
Yeah. So for them to do something like that, there is attorney-client privilege, but it's not absolute. Okay. For them to do something like that, they had to meet a certain standard that Trump hired him in furtherance of some crime. Like that's the standard that they had to meet.
They basically have to show that, I'll make it personal. So let's say that they raid our office to try to find documentation of one of our clients and a relationship that we have with them, some criminal activity. They're trying to show that we are in some way assisting a client in furthering criminal behavior.
Gotcha.
And so that's what they're looking for.
And it's different when a client commits criminal behavior and then comes to you and is like, look, I did this. That's completely protected.
Or tells you they're committing criminal behavior while they're your client. Different situation.
You just can't you can't be an instrument to further that crime.
Okay, so let me just make sure I understand what you're saying here. I come in to consult with you, and I admit during my marriage that I stole something or
committed adultery. That's still considered a crime.
Is it?
Yes.
Wow.
That's how people, so if you ask someone in a divorce hearing or in a deposition or anything, if they've committed adultery, that's how people plead the Fifth Amendment, because still, technically speaking, it is a crime on Alabama's books.
Wow.
Now, no one's been prosecuted for it, you know, in 100 and something years, but yes, it is still very technically speaking a crime, and you can plead the Fifth on it.
So they can ask, but I don't. But isn't it true if you plead the Fifth on something?
It doesn't mean you did it.
In that situation, it pretty much does.
But no, I've had clients before. I can honestly say that I've had clients in the past before that have not had an affair. I know for a fact they haven't had an affair, and I still plead the Fifth on it because I'm consistent. Whenever the question is asked, regardless if the answer is yes or no, I plead the Fifth. Because I have the right to do that as counsel to protect my client. And anything that may lead to information, I will object to. And I will raise my client's Fifth Amendment right.
But, like, here's the thing. Is in a hearing, if someone did not commit adultery, if opposing counsel asks, like, did you commit adultery? They're going to say no. Like, it, you know, but the thing about it is,
How about somebody like Jimmy Carter who said, I committed adultery in my heart and got raked over the coals? That seems like such an innocent time. Go ahead, Dan. I'm sorry.
People lie.
People lie.
To your face. But, you know, in Alabama, adultery is defined as sexual intercourse. So if you just made out with her or if there was just somebody a little else. Sexual contact, that's not adultery in the state of Alabama. Has to be actual sexual intercourse.
I've had many callers over the years explain that part of their issue with Clinton and Monica was that they had the kids heard some of the terms that came out during that, and they were compelled into a conversation they didn't want to have to explain what this meant and what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to explain some of those things to young Joey over here.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Have we had any requests?
No, we haven't.
I mean, it is all Request Friday. Right. We're playing a lot of our Friday the 13th bits. We have quite the collection. And like last year, I think there was only one Friday the 13th, but this year I think there's three.
Oh, that's freaky. Now, is it just the number that's unlucky and causes bad things, or does it like bring about ghosts or something?
Well, it was on this date, while they were attempting to make it to the moon, that Tom Hanks said,
Houston, we have a problem.
Really?
Yeah, 1970, Apollo 13. I was always under the impression they launched on the 13th, but no, they launched on the 11th. But they did it at 13:13 on the clock. They were out to prove that there's this idea that the number 13 is unlucky is total nonsense. Oh. And they wind up, you know, with one of the most harrowing events in history. In fact, the man that masterminded their safe return to Earth sat in that chair. It was a privilege to have him in the studio. Gene Kranz, yeah. Played by Ed Harris in the movie Apollo 13. That was, I mean, it's, you're lucky when you do what we do to meet some pretty incredible people, but I don't think anybody ranks higher than him on my list of people I admire who did remarkable things. Got to take a break here for local news. Rich's forecast again. In fact, I'm going to leave with the forecast because it is critical. We have the possibility of severe weather tomorrow. He'll give you the latest update on that. A reminder that for those of you who need new flooring, I have to get some. Well, actually, the carpeting in my bed, you know me, I'm sloshed coffee and all that kind of stuff. So when my bathtub leaked and Peaches and Clean came in and they got all the stuff dry because that musty odor is really something you don't want. And they got the water out. I saw Jeff Mallinson, bumped into him actually, and I said, I'll be in for a room remnant soon, something that I can replace this with. So I was able to tell the guys from Peaches and Clean, just rip it up. Because I know I got a place I can go and get replacement carpeting at a reasonable price, and it's not the end of the world. Whether you're looking to change out from carpet to hardwood or a laminate or some of the new tile flooring styles, everything they have at Georgia Floors Direct is the latest in flooring fashion. They get it straight from the manufacturer and sell it to you at a wholesale price. The installers that work for Georgia Floors Direct are people who are true artists. They've been doing what they've been doing for years. And it's a GFD experience from beginning to end. They do a great job. Georgia Floors Direct, the flooring destination since 1969 on the boulevard across from Lowe's. Let's say good afternoon to Don.
Hey, I was just calling in to request some George Carlin. Icebox Man, if you have it, but if not, any Carlin will do.
Any Carlin will do?
Yep, if you don't have Icebox Man.
If we don't have one that people ask for, we always look for it and try and have it for the next time.
But especially Carlin, we're going to have to edit.
Yeah. All righty. Thanks
you
a lot.
Oh, and by the way, we have not redeemed our Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Nope, not yet.
I have some help, some interesting help here in the studio. Maybe we can get together and can we do a resolution?
Possibly.
That would be nice. Anyway, Rich's forecast, news, traffic, and then we're back. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson from Delk and Tomlinson, our guests and sidekick.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're quiet for now, but hang on for some weather changes. For tonight, increasing clouds, mild. We're still dry, low 65. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by midday. And later on Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening and Saturday night, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with a damaging wind threat, and tornadoes can't be ruled out. Then on Sunday, risk of showers mainly in the morning before ending. Breezy, much cooler, high 64. Down to the low 40s on Monday morning, and a breezy day with a high of 63 Monday. When you download our free weather app for your phone, it knows where you are, and it'll give you instant push notifications for any severe weather watches or warnings for your location. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
We'll get your news in a moment, but Frank is on the phone. Frank?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Yeah, y'all were talking about Friday the 13th, and you know where it got to start from.
Somebody mentioned it this morning. I think Jay did during Random Facts, but I forgot because I'm at that delicate age, you know?
Yeah, it was Middle Ages, and that's the date that the King of France raided the Knights Templars.
Oh.
And killed a bunch of them and took all their money.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Okay. Arrested them in jail.
Well, we appreciate the historical origins of the date. Is there a request we can play for you this afternoon?
No, just wanted to check in with you. Y'all have a nice day.
Glad you did. Thank you. All right, news, traffic, and then we're back.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Jeff Sanders. Here's today's news headlines. Governor Kay Ivey's primary challengers took aim at her decision to skip a televised debate. Huntsville Mayor Tommy Battle, State Senator Bill Hightower, and Evangelist Scott Dawson all criticized Ivey's decision to not attend the Thursday night debate. Meanwhile, Ivey has signed an executive order prohibiting administration members from having their salaries paid by outside entities and sources. The move comes 1 week after a grand jury criticized that very practice. An attorney for Roy Moore's son, Caleb, is asking for the dismissal of a special prosecutor from his case on hunting violations. Caleb Moore says James Hedgepeth has bias, conflict of interest, and unethical professional conduct in these cases. And top musical acts, including Common, Usher, and the Dave Matthews Band, are set to perform at a concert marking a new memorial to lynching victims in Montgomery. That's set for April 27th. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC Montgomery.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Couple of things I need to call to your attention. Where's Ferry Road at Burbank? There's a disabled vehicle there, so be very careful with that. And then on South Lawrence at Arba, there is an accident with injury, so watch out for that. Try to avoid that area if you can. The rest of the interstate systems, the Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are all looking really good, and the 31s are all clear. Festival Plaza has it all. Stop by the Mellow Mushroom, Winger Sports Grill, the AMC Movie Theater, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn and McClinton and Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
Hey, it's Lyle. Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, now located in Pepperton Shops by Chappie's on Vaughan Road. And it's springtime, so that makes us think of spring cleaning. And just want to remind people that we run a wonderful service where we'll buy estate jewelry, a single piece of jewelry. Mostly we're looking for gemstones, diamonds, gold, platinum. We'll either trade it, we'll make something new for you, or we'll hand you a check to walk away with. So think about us for that. Margaret's, now in the Pepperton Shops, right by Chappie's. Thank you.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
AC by Lou Choir has been going strong for 35 years, and we've got no plans on slowing down anytime soon. You've come to depend on Lou Choir for all your air conditioning, heating, and plumbing needs. This has been all possible thanks to our loyal customers like you. And to make sure you get through another blistering Alabama summer, Lou Choir is giving you $20 off your next service call with a repair. You depend on your AC to keep it comfy all summer long. If that system breaks down, Lou Choir is here to get you a up and running again in no time. Luke Wire proudly installs Carrier. It services all makes and models of system. Turn to the experts at acbythelukewire.com and Carrier today to get this and other exclusive offers. And if you need a new system, Luke Wire has exclusive Carrier factory rebates available. Visit acbylukewire.com for details and all your air conditioning, heating, and plumbing needs. AC by Luke Wire, 35 years strong. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now, you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models. And we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
Yeah, you're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time. But I think... I don't know. People come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it. Who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. And you know who had to be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. So the crocodiles were like, hey man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man. Please don't. Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that motherfucker. He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head.
I don't feel good about this.
You remember how I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
It is 4:29 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson are our guests this afternoon. And... There's one piece of the wedding story I forgot to tell you. Ron McGill does this wonderful introduction, and then tells the story about how I met Janelle when she was 3, and then when I hired Ryan, I saw him as somebody that could take my place running the zoo and so forth, all this great stuff. He says we have a slightly different method of bringing up the rings. So Ryan reaches down and puts on this enormous mitt that goes all the way up to the inside of the elbow. It's obviously not a baseball glove or anything like that. It's much thicker. And he starts making a sound. And out from the back flies this. I'm still not sure exactly what kind of owl it was, because, you know, the whole owl thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was at least 1.5 feet tall. Bird of prey. And at Flamingo Gardens, where the wedding was, and you know that there's peacocks running around, there's dinner everywhere. Owl is... But the owl, after making a couple of quick stops and squawks to say, hey, maybe later.
How lucky are you to have a son-in-law with such special talents?
It's very like, Harry
Potter-ish. Who else can call an owl?
Yeah. Well, eventually the owl... settles on his hand and on the owl's claws, which were considerable. You understand why he wore a mitt.
Talent.
Is this little black bag with the rings. Take the bag from the owl. Another person from the zoo with a similar mitt comes up. The owl just hops from Ryan's hand to the other hand, and the ceremony continues.
How unique.
That is about the coolest thing I've ever seen at any wedding. I loved it. I mean, it was just...
That is very cool.
Fantastic. And, you know, going into it, it's not just worrying about how you're going to handle it emotionally, but there's so many things that could happen. Like, suppose the car that's delivering the $480 wedding cake gets rear-ended, and they're scraping wedding cake off the inside windshield or just something like that. You know, all these things. Nothing went wrong. Everything was great. Everything went the way it was supposed to. And I think above and beyond everything else, I held my together. So
I hope my fiance is listening to this because, like, obviously he's got to come up with something. I mean, learn how to start calling an owl, honey. You got to step it up.
It's, that was really, really cool. And I was so glad that...
She's imagining my fiance calling an owl.
I'm envisioning him with the owl glove on and it just swooping down through the vineyard and, like, squalling and, like, landing on him with these rings.
Well, and Greg, what was the sound Ryan made? Can you recreate it?
The sound that Ryan...
Yeah,
the owl call.
The cow, yeah.
Was it a hoo or was it a...
It's very much like the sound that Master Thespian makes when we're doing the war hawk.
No,
the war hawk. It was kind of like that. It was a very high, with like a little warble in it.
We're going to have to call
him. You just copped out on that.
Yeah.
You just totally copped out on
that. I did.
Like, we're going to need like a personal demonstration.
Yeah, we're wanting you to recreate
it. I want you to recreate this moment.
With your vocal cords.
Hey, here's... Well, let me tell you this.
Cop out number two.
I'm anxiously waiting over here with bated breath.
We have... What do they call it? Dropbox?
Yeah.
All right. The video. We have a video of the whole thing.
No, I can't wait. This is...
Cop out number three.
And we're going to give it to our buddy Dan Black, who's going to edit it into a watchable, you know, like 3 or 4 minute thing that'll have all the highlights, like the bird flying up and the vows.
And what was the noise that we're going to hear?
I have to stand up because...
Yeah, you got to get airflow, you know.
Well...
Oh, look, a squirrel! There's a squirrel over there!
Squirrel!
Yeah.
It was sort of like a... sort of, but a much higher pitch.
That wasn't even close to that Warhawk thing.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Was it a happy marriage of those both?
Yeah, because I can't go that high.
Was it that sound Cardi B was making the other day?
He can't get the octave, Dana. He can't get quiet.
He does have a very deep voice, to be fair.
It's true.
It was something that I was apparently... That species of owl likes to hear.
Sounds like a chicken.
I know. Yeah, it's funny. I used to be able to do some things with my voice at a much... I used to be able to impersonate Aunt B. I can't do that anymore either. Look who's on the line. Our favorite bird caller, Master Thespian.
Oh, wonderful.
Let's give him the big warhawk welcome.
Did I hear someone say they wanted a personal demonstration on how to do that sound?
Well, I was challenged to recreate the sound that my son-in-law made to call the giant owl up to the front to bring the rings to the altar. And
probably something like what they call a Kyrie, where you go up really high and go, kind of like that.
It's very similar. That's much closer than anything I could do.
I have to know, are you like driving down the road doing that?
yes, I am. And people are looking at me going, what? I don't think they can hear me.
Are you in the bird industry?
What?
Are you in the bird industry? How does one come across this?
I'm a theater guy, but I used to work a long time ago. I worked for a place in Nashville called the Cumberland Science Museum, and one of my jobs was to do all sorts of demonstrations and things. But you throw your voice way up in the soft palate. Mm. That's how I do that. Thing there, you're kind of doing a falsetto, but you're warbling at the same time.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Warbling. Yeah.
So it's that. Kind of like that.
Oh.
I don't know what that was, but it sounds so accurate.
It's quite pleasant
to
the ears.
It's going to call something.
But if you want to mess somebody's hearing up, do that in an enclosed space. It's just one of those things that you can learn to do. People can learn how to do just about anything, but it's just somebody knows how to do it, you got to teach it, then you got to teach the bird how to respond to it. That's part of the training involved.
It won't work with wild owls?
No, because they have not been conditioned to do that behavior.
Have you ever tried it with a wild owl?
No.
So you don't know if it works with a wild owl, do you?
I kind of like having my face. I kind of like having my face intact because those things can mess you up pretty good.
I told you the story. When I was a kid in Chicago, an owl that is not native to the area that's about 6 feet tall. Had migrated for some reason into the South Chicago suburbs, and it landed in our neighborhood, and it was standing on the sidewalk, and it was taller than most of the kids, and the reason, and this is on the news, they're not, folks, you got to watch out for this animal because it's capable of picking up a small child and flying away with it. So it was a
it's true
because all they're doing, they're looking for dinner, man.
Yeah.
I don't care what you are. If you're squiggling and you look like you're juicy.
The kids go kayaking into the Everglades at night with night vision cameras and take pictures of owls and trees. They're really into it.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Real talk, I have a fake owl. Like, we have to have it on our deck to scare off all the littler birds.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, people on our deck. But it is a very large owl. It's very scary looking. And it's helped.
Need to go out and do the Gomer pile. Hooty hoo! Hooty hoo!
Now that is going to call an owl right there.
It is.
Watch out.
Yeah. Well, I would like to make a request.
Yes.
Let's rub some bacon today.
You want bacon? Okay.
We can throw some Jim Gaffigan bacon bits in there too. That'd be wonderful.
I will get that on for you. And it was great to see you at AUM today, my friend.
Oh yeah. Oh, it was a great ceremony.
Yes.
So y'all be good. Stay out of trouble. And if you do get in trouble, call Dilk and Tomlinson.
Thank you.
Hey, listen to this
guy. He needs to call back.
There you go. It is 4:38. I understand you have some type of legal instrument for me.
Yes, actually. Comes now, Delkin Tomlinson, and hereby moves Greg Budell to announce the Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Whoa. I shall comply with your...
Motion.
Yeah. Motion. And... Whereas I, Greg Budell, and proprietor of this particular contest, seek caller number 6 at the following number, 272-9228, 272-9228, the 6th person with the winning word, will win a $20 gift card to Baumhauer's Victory Grill. We announced it this morning. We need your call. Right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're quiet for now, but hang on for some weather changes. For tonight, increasing clouds, mild. We're still dry, low 65. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by midday. And later on Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening and Saturday night, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with a damaging wind threat, and tornadoes can't be ruled out. Then on Sunday, risk of showers mainly in the morning before ending. Breezy, much cooler, high 64. Down to the low 40s on Monday morning, and a breezy day with a high of 63 Monday. When you download our free weather app for your phone, it knows where you are, and it'll give you instant push notifications for any severe weather watches or warnings for your location. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Chippewa Charm Tree Service, with 15 years of experience, from tree trimming to complete removal and free estimates. Licensed and insured. The customer doesn't pay until they're satisfied. Call 334-478-3103.
That happy sounds means we're about to find ourselves a winner here, so let's run down the line. And I request that my legal observers make sure that I'm doing this appropriately as we go to caller 1. I'm sorry you didn't make it. Call right back. You are caller 2. Thank you for trying. You're caller 3. Thank you for trying. Caller 4. Close, but no cigar. You're caller 5. You just missed on this one. We appreciate it. And... Dana and Jacqueline can confirm that this is the next button you lit. And who is this?
This is Brandon.
Brandon, what is the Baumhauer winning word of the day?
Tailgate,
yes. Tailgate's the word. The tailgate burger at Baumhauer's with fries for lunch, $7.99. You're paying more than that for something not quite as substantial at fast food joints. And urge you, by the way, the Baumhauer burger, try it once before you load it up with ketchup and mustard or mayo or whatever you normally put on it, and just taste that beef combination of brisket and ground chuck. It is excellent and flavorful. We thank you for listening to the morning show, and we will do it again Monday morning. Listen for the word of the day between 6 and 9. Joey will get your information and get you set up with your prize. I urge anybody who's considered the purchase of Shutters to avoid those cheap things they sell at the box store and get the real deal at Southern Shutter, made right here in Montgomery, but shutters that are in demand all over North America, even Europe. But you get a great deal by calling Hunter Robinson locally at 294-1258. Visit southernshutter.com. What you see there is what you can have in your home. They really are that incredible. There's no enhancement to that photography. I have followed the shutter-making process there, and they use woods that are grown in areas that are exposed to harsh climate, so they will last and live up to the guarantee you'll get from them and nobody else. Again, that's southernshutter.com, or call Hunter Robinson at 294-1258.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywalks Traffic. Don't forget that accident on South Lawrence at Arba. That's an accident with injury. We have a new one on Cloverdale at South Decatur in the 3400 block of Gilmore Court. There is a car versus a tree, and there's an injury involved. I expect it's to the person. Everything else looking really good. Interstate systems are okay. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway look good. Bring any trade to the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. Get an extra $1,000 on a Toyota Tacoma. The selection is incredible. Reinhardt Toyota's Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I can't believe someone broke into our home and went through all of our things.
It happens every day, every hour. Someone is broken into.
I feel so violated. What would have happened if my kids and I were home?
You don't have to be a victim. You can feel safe and secure in your own home. ESS, Electronic Security Service, can give you peace of mind with whole home security systems, medical alerts, fire and carbon monoxide alerts, and child care monitoring at your fingertips. ESS, low-rate 24/7 security monitoring, home automation, video, and access control. ESS, giving peace of mind since 1971. 47 years later, have an existing problem? No problem. Protect your home with high-def surveillance. A locally owned and caring company. ESS. Write this number down. 279-9141. 279-9141. Electronic Security Service. 279-9141. ESS. AESBL license number 002.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating or air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned, and they've been around for over 30 years. And right now, you can take advantage of Mays' huge blowout promotion. Complete HVAC packages starting at just $4,600 for a 3-ton split system while supplies last. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be here when you need them. Mays Heating and Air is an Alabama Power Company Superior Solutions dealer and a certified Alagasco contractor. Financing is available. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal at only $79. Call Paul Mays today for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895, 361-1895, or go to callmaysitpays.biz. State Alabama license number 89388.
We're here with Mike Atchison from Owens Optical Eastbrook. Mike, thanks for coming. What makes Owens Optical special?
We look at Owens Optical as a family business, and we treat our customers like family. You know, if you come to Owens Optical, you're part of our family, and we're going to treat you like family.
Well, how is Owens Optical different from the big box stores?
You walk in looking for a pair of glasses, and you bring a, whether you see our in-house optometrist or you bring in a prescription from the outside, we're going to take you through the process of picking out frames that, number one, look good on you but are comfortable and fit your shape. You know, we're not like the big box chain stores where you're just a retail customer comes in. You know, we want to know what your needs are, and that's how we do business. That's how we've always done business.
Mike, where are you located?
We're in the Eastbrook Shopping Center at 306 Coliseum Boulevard. We do have a Facebook page. It's Owens Optical Eastbrook.
Owens Optical Eastbrook, 306 Coliseum Boulevard, and on Facebook, Owens Optical Eastbrook.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/news. That's LightStream.com/news. LightStream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is Friday the 13th.
It's very scary.
Do you believe that something bad is going to happen today?
Jason saw his mother beheaded that night.
I don't need any more bad luck. Do you know how many mirrors I've smashed? If I see a black cat, I should run away.
Be extra careful on Friday the 13th.
You believe in things you don't.
I am terrified that I am going to get stuck in an elevator and have to poop.
The boogeyman is real.
We're all going to die.
You believe in things you don't understand, and you suffer.
Well, this is what fear feels like.
I will always remind you that you are a little fraidy cat.
Well, how about that? 448 News Talk 93.1 FM. I think the big story today is that the Inspector General for the Department of Justice, who's been taking a long time to issue a report, basically just reamed McCabe over the coals, justified his termination, and if the taxpayers are lucky, the guy will not collect a dime of his pension. The other story, the Trump called Comey a slime ball, I find it hard to believe that anybody from either side of the political aisle would disagree with that. I mean,
I think Trump also said something to the effect of, it was an honor to fire him.
Good. I like a man who speaks his mind.
Yeah.
I'm totally okay with that. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are in the studio with us, and we have Tony on the phone.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
You're on the air.
And you're,
yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Listen, down here in the South, you know, we have various hunting seasons, deer season, and squirrel, quail. One of the things is turkey season. And seasoned turkey hunters, guys that grew up in the South, we learn how to call bar owl, where literally the bar owl will come to you. But the whole reasoning behind it is when these turkeys are young, following their mother, the bar owl is one of their most vicious predators. So when they get older and grow up, they will respond to a bar owl. So turkey hunters use the imitation of sounding like a bar owl to locate where a big gobbler might be hanging around at. So,
is this a skill that you possess personally?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most probably very few turkey hunters don't possess that skill because it's so important. What it is primarily used in the evening when that gobbler flies up. You use that call to locate where he's at, so you know where to kind of get to him in the next morning.
What does this sound like, Tony? Can you do this?
It's a bar owl, but and I'm driving, but it's you will probably tell me it sounds more like a dog caught his tail in the fan, but it's
are you barking?
Well, no, you know what? In a way, he sounds kind of like what the sound that Ryan made to get the owl to
what
come
did
up
it sound
to
like, Greg?
Oh, boy. Like what he
well,
just did.
your bar owl is a pretty large owl, and it can carry off, and it does happen up here in the Birmingham area. These folks come out in Brook all the time posting their cats being carted off by a bar owl. Mm. But anyway, enjoy the show, guys. Thanks so much. Congratulations, Greg.
Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, that was quite the moment. It was like I can't do it. I just can't get my voice up to
just
that.
Just go for it.
No judgment. This is like Planet Fitness here. Judgment free zone.
Keep going. Keep going.
I can't yodel anymore either. I mean, there's just some things I can't do.
This is the best part of my week.
That except, was better. Your confidence is going up, I can tell. You just hit it. You got
it. It was similar to what our caller just did.
It was very similar.
It's 4:52 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are in the house. They specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. But you always, first of all, we know that you have also, through the process, helped some couples give their marriage another chance.
Absolutely.
I thought, it would be good to take it, to tap the wisdom. You guys ought to write a book, since you know so much about why marriages. 84, the guy was spot on with this, but he also said he was patiently waiting for my impersonation. I don't know why. And I always describe it this way. All right, even a couple that's in an even-tempered manner said, you know what, life is short, we should go our separate ways. Then they're out looking for their own interests. I'd like you to give us the tip that you pass along to couples so they can minimize the financial impact on the cost of a divorce, or what they might do to make sure they actually want to get divorced.
Well, we'll take the make sure you actually want to. By the time you come into a divorce lawyer's office, you've let it be an option in your mind. Mm-hmm. Okay. But, when people come in and they'll lay out this laundry list of reasons. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm just like, yeah, what you're telling me is that you're married. Like, what you're telling me is that you have a normal marriage and you need to go home and talk to your wife. Mm-hmm. It's, and especially when you get as many consults as we do, and that's what we do day in and day out, is we listen to people and we listen to people's marital issues. And then so when you get one that doesn't quite rise to the level of the 100 other ones, that you've had this year, it's kind of a little easier to pick out, like, dude, you don't need a divorce. Go home, talk to your wife, and that's it.
So, yeah, some things don't rise to the level of necessarily a divorce. But one thing that I could say to help people save money on a divorce is sit down with yourself and have a conversation and be realistic of what you want out of this. Because a lot of people are litigious just to be litigious. They want to come in there and they want to fight, and they're going to fight about everything. And some things aren't worth fighting over. So you can save a lot of time and a lot of money of figuring out what's really important to you and what's something that is easily replaceable, something that you can replicate or duplicate, instead of spending hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars fighting over something that really shouldn't be an issue to begin with. And people come in there with their boxing gloves on, ready to fight.
Well, and that's the thing, is it's our first option is always to come to an agreement.
Absolutely.
And your first option is never to go in front of a judge and roll the dice.
Right.
We always want to, our first option is always to come to some sort of agreement, because an agreement we can tailor to you and your family. Mm-hmm. We can tailor to your specific circumstances. Mm-hmm. A judge is going to enter an order that he's entered 100 times this year. A judge is going to, especially when it comes to custody,
yeah,
a judge is going to enter the same order that he always enters, okay? Like, whether it's,
you know, primary physical with mom, primary physical with dad, or joint custody. Like, he is going to pick from those three orders. Mm-hmm. And he may tweak it, depending on the judge, may tweak a sentence or two. But generally speaking, they copy and paste those orders. Mm-hmm. And that is never your first option for you and your family.
Yeah, and a judge doesn't understand. I mean, they're human, too. Most of our judges are, you know, married, have families, have nieces, have nephews. I mean, they have a life as well outside of the courthouse. But they don't have the same emotional attachment to something that you do. Right. They may not understand the importance of something that you hold very near and dear to you. So it is going to be so much easier for you to try to work with your attorney and voice what is important to you and what is not, so that they can work with opposing counsel to get a settlement that everybody is happy with, than to go to court and, like Dana was saying, roll the dice, and judge is like, well, that's not really a big deal, so I'm just going to give it to her, and I'm going to give this to him, and then nobody's happy.
Would it be accurate to say there's still prejudices against men in the realm of courts? I don't want to put you on the spot either, because you practice.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think we're, you know, we're pretty open about that. A lot of it is judge specific, but I think that we're pretty, you know, open about the fact that, you know, that's what really we're kind of campaigning for is really a fair playing field for men and women, and we're getting there, and it is getting better, but we are not there, and we're certainly not there with 100% of judges.
No, and it definitely depends on the county, and I think it depends on the day, and it depends on the facts. I mean, every case, just speaking across the board with just divorce, so just divorce for a minute, a divorce with a mom and a dad and some kids, you kind of always have the same types of things in a case that you're litigating in front of a judge. So sometimes it's easy for judges to, I don't want to say just stop listening, but kind of put the cart before the horse and say, oh, I've heard something like this 100 times this month, this is what I'm going to do. And so, I mean, I think you just have to be really careful when you're juggling if it's worth going to court over your kids, because even though you put your best case forward, the judge may still order primary physical custody with the other spouse. And then it's very, very, very difficult to change that.
Well, we hope, as I know you do too, that marriages hang together and everything works out, but that is not always the way it happens. And guys, if you've been hit with an action, or you know somebody who has, and they seem lost, or it came out of the blue, or it was abrupt, let me recommend the website for Delkin Tomlinson. That's divorceformenalabama.com. I always say this, read the testimonials so you can see the difference they've made for men in a divorce situation, and their number to reach them directly is 819-4810. I certainly hope you can come back and join us again soon.
I know, I'm so sorry I have to leave right at 5, but you know.
Next time we'll do it on a Wednesday so we can come to Baumhauer's after.
That would be great.
I want Baumhauer so bad.
I know. We sit here and like we hear him like talking about it.
Right.
And then I know, you just get so really good at thinking about it. I know. How good do wings sound right now?
Yeah.
And every morning when I'm like, the Baumhauer's winning word of the day, I should call in, but that's not fair.
Duncan Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law, we thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I know you're waiting for me to play that, right, Dana?
I'm glad we